the last.
Pope Materials, this is Reagan.
Hi, good morning, Reagan. This is Julian calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, man. I don't know if you recall, we spoke around the end of July about some business financing. I don't know, for your business.
Yes, sir.
Is that kind of ring a bell?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
Hey, man.
I do remember you.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I was just hoping to get back in touch with you guys.
Okay.
I don't know if you have a few minutes or if Scott is around or whoever.
I've got a few minutes right now if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. I just want to get back in touch. Just a quick reminder, we still have you guys pre-approved for financing based on your relationship with GE Capital. We kind of operate in the same network as them. So if you guys have any, if you guys are looking at some equipment right now, I know
we're looking at four new trucks right now.
Oh, nice. Do you guys have financing in place for the Moretti, or how do you guys plan to pay for them?
We don't just yet. We're kind of shopping right now a little bit, to be honest with you. So.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's very normal when getting new equipment, shopping around. You want to make sure to get the best deal, of course.
Right.
So where have you guys applied so far for financing?
GE again, and trying to think who else. GE, there's one other company, and I can't think of them right now. We just have two that we've applied for.
Did they already approve you, or it's in the process right now?
It's in the process. I think they're both in the process right now. I think GE, trying to remember. I think actually we're already approved with GE, and then the other one we're waiting to see what they're going to do.
Well, maybe we could see what we can do for you. We're offering some of the best programs in the industry right now. So I think, you know, depending on how things are going over there, depending on how your cash flows look, you know, we could probably get you on some of our like A-tier programs. I'm trying to remember, you guys have been in business for quite a bit, right?
Since 93, yes.
93. Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. And how are things going this summer? You guys getting pretty busy, I imagine, as you're bringing on some new equipment?
We're doing the best we've done. Probably ever right now.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
How long you been working there for?
Well, my dad's the owner, but I've only been working here for about a year.
Oh, wow. I'd say there's a correlation with you working there and business getting better.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but
your dad probably won't agree. But but yeah, so like I can just kind of tell you about what the process would be if you guys did want to apply, see what
sure.
we can do for you. It's a one-page credit application. We make it very simple, okay? It's a one-page credit application. We look at the previous 6 months of bank statements, obviously just so we can see that you have adequate cash flows to pay the note. And then we look at your previous year's tax return, obviously, to make sure that you're like a legitimate business and all that stuff. Do you know if you guys filed for 2015 taxes already?
We should have. I don't know right off the top of my head, but I would assume we had.
Yeah, no worries. If you didn't, lots of times what people do is get a government extension, and then we could just use the 2014 tax return. But yeah, so do you know, did GE approve you guys for all the equipment you need already, or just maybe like, because sometimes, Okay, gotcha. And then you said there's another company that you're not sure like where they're at with the process.
We're waiting on it. I think we sent it in a little bit after on that one.
Okay, gotcha. So you guys are looking for equipment financing, and are you guys also looking for working capital? It's basically short-term cash that you can use for whatever other business needs you have. Like, say if you guys are picking up any big projects.
We've tried that before, but we like to stay away from that. We found that better for us to just do it, you know, without having any. We've talked about it a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, for working capital, there definitely has to be some sort of special need. Like, it's people don't just borrow money just to borrow money. There has to be, like say, for example, if you could get a good deal on a bulk of, like, materials that you needed, for example.
Oh, yeah.
But you needed to buy it by tomorrow. Like, that's something that we'd be able to get for you. Where
right.
your bank, you know, they could probably get you a lower interest rate, but they're going to take a lot longer.
Right.
They might not approve you for as much, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, if we ever do end up going that direction, I'll give you a call and let you know that we're looking into doing something like that. But I know we've done it in the past, and it's been pretty much
work for what you needed
by everyone that we don't need that. So
yeah, some business owners don't like it, especially because a lot of the programs they have like the daily payment option, and they don't really like that. But yeah, maybe there's something we can help you in the future with working capital. But I would love to help you with the equipment financing though. Is there a good email that you guys have that I should send the application info to?
Yeah, you can just send it to reagan.popematerials. Actually, let me spell Reagan for you. It's R-A-G-A-N.
Uh-huh.
And then dot Pope, P-O-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
Materials with an S.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. So do your parents have you taken care of like all the financial stuff right now, or are you guys kind of all doing it?
We kind of, you know, we're family-owned, so we kind of all get together and do it. My mom really is the one that takes care of it, but what I'll do is I'll sit down and go over it with her. Whenever you send the email, we'll sit down
cool.
and do it together and whatnot.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think I did speak with Marie at one point. I think I spoke with all you guys at one point in July. So yeah,
you said you're with Cardiff, right?
Yes, Bank of Cardiff. Okay. It's Cardiff as in Frank at the NFF.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a private business bank, and like I said, we operate in the same network as GE Capital. I think that's how we got your information originally.
Okay.
And then, yeah, based on the screening, we kind of mailed out a couple offers, and then I think I had ended up calling you guys to, like, just follow up.
Yeah, and we were about to buy an excavator, I remember, whenever I talked to you the last time.
Yeah, you guys were going to try it out, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, so.
Is it the 326 model, just referencing
the
notes here.
Yep.
Did you guys end up getting that one?
We did. We ended
nice.
Up, what we ended up doing is a lease-to-own type deal, though. So
with a like a buyout option sort of thing?
Right. Yes, sir.
Very nice. Yeah, we do leasing, and then we also do just straight up finance agreements where you just, you know, you own it. You know what I mean? You're not leasing it. So as long as you obviously make the payments and stuff, you'll continue to own it as long as you need it until the term is over. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to send you the application info right now. I got reagan.popematerials@yahoo.com. So yeah, just to reiterate real quick, it's a one-page app, 6 months bank statements, previous year's tax return. And then if you have the equipment quotes or invoices, attach those two. It'll help getting you approved for specific program. Because some programs are tailored for like specific machines. So, anyway, Reagan.
If I just give you a roundabout number on each one of them, will that?
That's fine. Yeah. If you don't have the invoices, just give me like a ballpark figure, and then just let me know what the machine is. So,
okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the email right now. And is there a good time I should follow up with you? Should I give you a call tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, you can give me a call up here on this office phone tomorrow. Would be fine. I should be in.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that would work.
All right, Reagan. Well, nice talking with you, man. We'll talk soon. I'll send you the email in the next 2 minutes or so. Yeah, my pleasure. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.